This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now I'll take you live. I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is President Trump doing when he goes to the UN wearing his America lapel pin, his U.S. flag? What is he doing when he goes to the G20 and everybody else, including Putin, is wearing the G20 pin and Trump's not wearing it? He's symbolically saying, look, I represent the people of America, and I'm going to go for their best interest. And by the way, they've done major studies on this. When you build up a country, it builds up the countries around it. Under globalism, it's a giant sucking sound, as Ross Perot told you. They're making $45 an hour in Canada 7 years ago. As soon as they opened that border up with us, it went down from 45 to about 25. Now, we're at 25 right now. Mexico, average worker is about $1, factory worker. We're going to see it come down to $15 in the U.S. You don't want to do this. That happened. Henry Ford, for as bad as he was in some ways, raised his salary so much so that people could afford to buy the trucks and have an economy, and that was his main customer base to launch Ford Motor Co. was his employees. That's how you kickstart something. So here's Hillary saying that she's the Paul Revere. I guess for the globalist, you're the Paul Revere. Trump's the Paul Revere. I'm the Paul Revere. We're all the Paul Revere saying we don't want to be under your worldwide tyranny. Here she is.
I am saying as clearly as I can, I feel like I'm a bit of a, Paula Revere. I'm trying to sound the alarm about this. Is that the...
So we've always said we're the resistance, we're Paul Revere, we're the patriots. She's now stealing all of our iconography, all of our slogans, all of what we say we are, because we are that, we deliver. So she's getting desperate. Let's go back to Trump's epic, historic speech. Then we'll go to break and come back and get into the compilation of the late night comics, reading off teleprompters, making fun of Trump about wiretapping. Boy, do they got egg on their face. They fell on their little noses. But back to the president.
Trump's words over a socialist, globalist former president.
The existing path to global integration requires a course correction. And as these real problems have been neglected, alternative visions of the world have pressed forward, both in the wealthiest countries and in the poorest. Religious fundamentalism, the politics of ethnicity or tribe or sect, aggressive nationalism, a crude populism, sometimes from the far left, but more often from the far right, which seeks to restore what they believe was a better, simpler age, free of outside contamination. These are the policies that I pursued here in the United States, and with clear results. A society that asks less of oligarchs than ordinary citizens will rot from within. That's why we've worked to reach trade agreements that raise labor standards and raise environmental standards, as we've done with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, so that the benefits are more broadly shared.
The United Nations is in a state of shock after having their spiral into decadence and globalist view blown to bits. But the left, still chewing on the Russia collusion fairy tale and crippled by overwhelming cognitive dissonance, saw something entirely different. NBC foreign correspondent Bill Neely tweeted, quote, missing from at real Donald Trump speech at hashtag UNGA, criticism of Russia, hardly mentioned, end quote. Wallace Ritchie tweeted, quote, at United Nations, Donald Trump laments destabilizing regimes, fails to mention his own or Russia, end quote. And Randy L. Klein tweets, when your United Nations speech is written by at Stephen Miller AL, an actual Nazi white supremacist, and read by a complete and total idiot. Klein is basing this Nazi white supremacist claim on Miller's false mentorship by Richard Spencer. But I guess everyone is a Nazi to the left, including conservative Jews. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
That's right. And Trump has a big hand in writing all his speeches, but Stephen Miller is a great patriot. And everybody understands the authoritarianism of the UN. They're the foreign power we're dealing with.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got earthquake news. We've got more on Trump's historic UN speech. We've got more professors saying kill cops and being supported by their universities. We've got a lot of really important things to cover. Trump is also being blamed right now for the earthquake in Mexico City that's killed over 248 people, 20 of them at least school children. They're blaming climate change on humans first and then claiming that climate affects earthquakes. Though even mainline pro-anthropogenic global warming scientists don't believe that. So this is true voodoo. That's all coming up. And we also have the incredibly insane coloring books being given to children nationwide under federal schooling teaching them that they're depressed and need to be put on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. This is Big Pharma raping your child's mind, turning them into victims, and then actually victimizing them with these deadly chemicals, which they admit increase the onset of cancer and early death 33%. That's all coming up. But first, late-night comics like Stephen Colbert and Trevor Noah and John Oliver and all the usual suspects get the same talking points and then go out and parrot them. The same talking points come in to the show's writers. They then rewrite it, load it into a teleprompter, and then the host sits there at a desk or walks off onto the stage looking at teleprompters with cues for the in-studio audience to cheer. In many cases, they don't even have a studio audience. They just have a laugh track that they play in the background. Wouldn't it be weird if I played a laugh track whenever I said something funny and there weren't really people here? But again, it's all part of the synthetic total fraud. Now, remember, they told us late-night comics reading off their teleprompters, the prepared points, as actors, not even comedians, not even funny, they told us, posing as fake newsmen, that's what they all do, that Trump would never be elected. Then they told us that he'd never get the GDP up to 3.0, which we've now done. And they just go on and on and on. And they also told us Trump was insane, that no one was wiretapping him, because everybody knows there's no NSA or CIA. Everybody knows that, well, wait, they've been in the news during the campaign and after when he was president-elect, but not president yet, that they were spying on him. But it was done illegally, so as Trump said, I'm coming after you, they went, whoa, 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 we never said that. We're like, all you've done in the New York Times and CNN is say you spied on Clapper. Clapper said that his whole system was doing it, that they had the goods, and you had Obama saying they had the goods, and you had the New York Times saying they had the goods. And then suddenly Clapper and Obama and Hillary said, oh, we never spied on anybody during the campaign, as Trump turned it around and pointed out how illegal it was. So now we have their big epic fail here. And again, I'm just Alex Jones. There's no teleprompter here. I'm just laying out the facts. But you all remember them during the campaign and when he was president-elect from November 8th to January 20th for almost 3 months, saying they had proof, they had wiretaps, they were tapping Manafort, they were tapping Trump Tower. It was in the front page of the New York Times over and over again. Then they turned it around and said we were insane, it never happened. That's how stupid they think you are. But here's the thing. We're going to go back to the memory machine, and we're going to show when they made fun of the president and yours truly and others and said over and over again it never happened. Now CNN, now the Associated Press, now they're all having to admit it because it's coming out in the intelligence committees that are having hearings, and they're going to the records. Ladies and gentlemen, we got records from law enforcement that showed Trump was being spied on, as well as myself and Michael Savage. We published that 4 months ago, and it got no coverage. It was Donald Trump's personal phone numbers. It was my personal phone numbers. It was a database from federal law enforcement that they leaked to the world so you'd know the truth. But now they've got epic egg on their face. Before we do that, though, because it's so delicious, here's the teleprompter reading usurper over here to look down his nose and talk down to all his flyover country folks and tell us that President Trump would never be president.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
So you speak for America. America doesn't want you. You're not going to win. But he said one thing that's true. You'll boost our ratings. All those programs had almost no viewers and were down by over 95% on the decade. They had a little bit of a dead cat bounce for a while as folks tuned in to see the train wreck, and their ratings went back up for a while. Nothing like they'd been, but now they've started their free fall yet again. So you are a joke, John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Colbert. You win awards at the Emmys. for lying about myself and Trump. You win awards for being actors that read lies off teleprompters. So prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for the rich analysis and critiquing of these frauds who hope their audience doesn't remember them every night for months making fun of Trump, saying there is no spine. And it wasn't about Trump. The deep state doesn't want you to know you're being spied on illegally. They don't want you to have empathy for the president who went through it as well and who wants to reform it. They don't want that to happen, so they got to make fun of him and make fun of you and say nobody's spying on you out of one side of their mouth, while out of the other side of their mouth, they're totally admitting they're doing it to you and treating you like a retarded animal. They hate you, the people writing the talking points. The Stephen Colbert just wants to jump around and act intellectual. Reportedly, the guy can hardly talk behind the scenes. He's like depressed and he's all moody. I've talked to folks that know him, and it's just totally whacked out. I mean, these are nobodies like John Kerry. Behind the scenes, they can hardly talk. And again, though, they confidently read off teleprompters what other men wrote. They read other men's lies and then force feed it on you, thinking you're an idiot. You talk about the scum of the earth with a big, raging, you know what, to screw you and your family over. And they're betting you never wake up, and they're betting you keep buying it. But the truth is their ratings are going down, down, down as the world wakes up. So here are the losers of the losers, wrong again.
Claims, as Trump does, is that the people around you have to go to increasingly ridiculous lengths to try to defend those claims. And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign, and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
You know what? Yeah, I'll agree with that. Trump has intelligence that I definitely do not. I agree.
Again, the president is the president now, is able to see globally all the U.S. intelligence, and they can go in and know exactly what happened, but he can't release it because he'd be violating national security. The same thing Comey is set to get indicted for. So you think your audience is stupid, and you play along and act like that was dumb what Conway said. No, what she said's true. As soon as he actually got into office, he was able to find out about all of it. You think if I'm getting these documents, the president isn't getting them all? Let's go back to it.
I definitely do not. I agree. Listen, people, one more time. Trump's accusation is ridiculous and pathetic.
He is suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This
back it up. They've been all over the news for years. Spying on the Senate, Armed Services, and Intelligence Committees. It's been all over the news. There's huge scandals in England about it, where they got caught spying on us. But they think you're illiterate politically. Continue.
Explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor. Some tweeted.
Notice it's all a total repeat on every channel. Because it's talking points written by John Podesta. Literally. Continue.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And the other one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. He said Obama is either a bad or sick guy. Maybe he means him as compliments. Like, yeah, man, he's bad. He's a bad guy.
The NSA's deputy director told the BBC it was arrant nonsense, revealing a complete lack of understanding in how the relationship works.
Yeah, Clapper and Brennan and all of them have been caught perjuring themselves to Congress and are funding Morgan Freeman doing video ads calling for war with Russia. You people are kooks. By the way, Max Boot that helped make up the WMD lie, he's the guy that wrote the script for Morgan Freeman. The WMD liars are now giving us the Russia lie. Continue.
And for their part, GCHQ called the accusations utterly ridiculous. And yet, rather than distancing himself from Spicer, Trump decided to back him up.
Are you asking, did I wiretap Donald Trump? Of course, I did it.
How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones?
Also funny.
During the very sacred election process, this is Nixon / Watergate.
Hello?
While we're going to break, there's more of it, but this is them falling on their disgusting little rat faces, proven to be lying scum, reading off talking points to deceive the public and derail the president who's fighting to turn the economy on and give all Americans their basic freedoms back. Shame on you, cowards, and history will know you were Benedict Arnolds.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the anti-fungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To InfoWars Live. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We are going to be here for the next 2.5 hours left in transmission. If you are a TV viewer, you are seeing the incredible image on screen that we're going to be breaking down for TV and radio listeners right now. One is an article out of USA Today. Do I have depression? Google ads screening quiz to search results written by drug companies to induce you to get on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And here is the Daily Mail. Warning for those on antidepressants. The commonly prescribed drugs raise the risk of early death by 33% in major new study. Now, why is that important? Under George W. Bush, back in 2005, they passed the New Freedom Initiative that by 2015 wanted to screen all American school children, and they had a projection by 2020 to have 50% on psychotropics. That was the stated goal. Written by drug companies, screen everybody and put half the kids on it. Already 24% of the public is on them. Just this class of drugs is psychotropic and has an electrified system of fluoride in it. This is what the pharmacists and chemists have broken down for us in brain surgeons, that literally eats holes in your brain. You've all heard that ecstasy, if you take it too often, will eat holes in your brain because it forces chemicals to the brain. That's if you take ecstasy, say, you know, even a couple dozen times, it lowers IQ. This, ladies and gentlemen, is long-term same class. In fact, as strong, just doesn't cause the euphoria. It will destroy you. And the inserts say it'll lower your IQ and cause psychotic breaks and cause you to increase suicide. It's why every mass shooter you ever heard of, where you hear about some crazy guy goes in a Walmart and shoots a cop for no reason, no criminal record, he's some computer programmer, you look it up, later he's on it. Dr. Group's here for the next hour plus with us to go over this. We'll get into all the other news as well. But he was sent this by a whistleblower psychiatrist now in the schools. He looked up the program he was told about. Sure enough, it's there. Here it is, first time ever. This is being given to kindergartners and first graders and the second grade. Chris, Are You Sad? Shows a crying Joey or a baby kangaroo.
Notice it's gender neutral here, too, Chris.
Gender neutral, and it walks you into how you are depressed, and you need to tell them you're depressed because you're going to diagnose yourself as a six-year-old now, and they're going to put you on the drugs. And it asks about your parents and everything else. This is so sick. And they color these in, and then they talk to the counselor about it. This is pure evil. Just like that death education for kids and anti-suicide education starting in the 90s, it tripled suicide nationwide. They know it. This is the sick evil. And what's the professor say? We need to get rid of all the whites in the United States. And she's a white lady. We're going to play that clip from the big UN meeting in Houston. So we're going to get to that. Chris, are you... So Dr. Grip's going to break all this down. But if you just joined us, Chris, are you sad? We're going to go over that. We're going to go over the reports here. The professor at the big meeting on vaccines to make them mandatory said just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Close quote. Here's another one. Fluoride exposure in utero linked to lower IQs in kids. That's CNN finally reporting what we told you decades ago. And that ties into all this other news that I'm going to go over here where Google is telling you with a computer you're depressed. This is all coming up. Dr. Group, we're going to break in 2 minutes, but this is massive, this coloring book and all the how they're abusing our children.
Yes, it does kind of make you sick when you think about it.
It pisses me off.
It's really a covert agenda that started in the 1960s with psychiatry to, by the year 2000, get the majority of people on psychotropic medications. And what's really sad about it is that children these days are the ones that are suffering the most. All of these screenings that are taking place, as a matter of fact, in Texas and most states have these already. This bill goes into effect right this month in Texas, which is HB number 1600. And that states that children are required, not children, ages 12 to 19 require at least one mental health screening be provided under the program using one or more validated standardized mental health screening.
And it'd be one thing if they just saw you were a schizophrenic or something. No, this is written by drug companies nationwide. All the states have now adopted it. It's taken them years to do it, a decade to put it in place, to then go in with guidelines written by Big Pharma, in their own words, to get you on drugs and get you a psychological designation.
Right. And most psychological drugs, I mean, as you described earlier, massive violence, massive depression, cause disruptions. Five-year-old kids are committing suicide and slaughtering the family pets right now. So this is
And the insert says it. We're going to come back and give you the floor to walk through this. This is so abusive to our children, written by Big Pharma, and they all want to also make vaccines mandatory. While they've given them vaccine protection liability, they know what they're doing. That's why she told you. She wants to kill you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine you're Big Pharma. You support eugenics. You support race studies. You support IBM. You finance Hitler. You support forced sterilization of millions of American school children in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and even 50s. You support injecting black people secretly by the hundreds of thousands with live syphilis so they can spread it in their communities. And that's just some of what's declassified. You take thousands of foster children, mainly white Appalachians, and you radiate them to death in secret radiation studies that were finally suspended in 1972. That's declassified, Department of Energy, 1987. Why am I mentioning all this? Because you can look it up yourself. In the mid-80s, they created the Vaccine Damage Fund so that they could secretly have secret courts that paid people out for vaccines, killing their kids, brain damaging, and you name it. And then they tell you on the news, safe and effective, there are no side effects. Folks, by law, the inserts in the package that the doctor gets says it can kill you, says it can brain damage you, and says quite commonly it will give you an autoimmune disorder. Guillain-Barré's, neurological disorders. Dr. Group's here with us right now, but I want to show you something shocking and then give him the floor to cover this. The New Freedom Initiative that Congress passed in 2005 had to then be passed by all 50 states. Most of them have done it. And the goal stated by Big Pharma, we had Ron Paul on at the time when he was a congressman, and others, said Big Pharma has written the guidelines, written the coloring books, written the materials, written the screening, and that they want by 2015 to have this in place nationwide, and soon after, now we're here, 2017, a few years late, we want to drug half the kids. That was the goal of the New Freedom Initiative. You can search engine it. Well, Dr. Group points out the legislature in Texas was one of the last. They just passed it. Here's the coloring book the children are being given in kindergarten, elementary, and second grade. So kindergarten, first, and second grade. And it's so sick, it's a baby kangaroo. Chris's mommy took Chris to a special doctor. The doctor's a teddy bear. This is just like a child molester. I mean, you know, get in the car, kid. We got a teddy bear. The doctor had something between his legs for the baby. I mean, this is a lollipop. This is so sick, folks. This is what, and they got your kid captured coming in with guidelines by law, going to test them and then going to try to force drug them. And California already passed the law to vaccinate your kid without your consent. So they're here. They're out of control. Just a few headlines, though, because they got to target kids now because adults realize this is bad. This is out of the Daily Mail. Warning for those on antidepressants. The commonly prescribed drug raises the risk of early death by 33%. And then it goes on. Google now is testing people for psychological stuff. And we have professor. We'll just get rid of all the white people in the United States because they're not submitting to this. And, of course, she's a weird white lady. So, Dr. Group, let's go over the coloring book, the law, we'll do document cam shots. This is so mega massive. Folks need to know, this isn't to screen somebody to see if they've got schizophrenia or whatever. That's already going to happen. This is to get you into a system, ask you questions written by drug companies where the kids play along with it and believe that it's good. Just like it tripled the amount of suicide after suicide education started in the 1990s. Kids weren't thinking about how to hang themselves with a shoelace. But it was epidemic and still is. Then they teach girls, don't cut yourself. Girls think, let me cut myself. Dr. Group, this is so blatantly sick and blatantly obvious and blatantly evil.
It's disease mongering, basically, is you convince a kid or you convince a parent that the children have a disease, or now you're even convincing the teachers in the schools to recognize kids that act up or kids that seem to be hyperactive. Alex, I mean, I can honestly say everybody that I talk to, if I was in school, I would have definitely been on some sort of medication by the time I was five. There's a real covert agenda here with psychiatry. There's been a covert agenda ever since psychiatry was invented, and that was produced by the pharmaceutical companies with one thing in plan: to get every single person on pharmaceutical medications for diseases that they make up in rooms. Now, I'm not saying depression doesn't exist or anxiety doesn't exist or sadness.
But they even admit, they're just saying when a woman's had a baby, get her on drugs the rest of her life. Or have you been in a car wreck? You need drugs. They're saying you're never going to get out of it. Don't go march up a hill. Don't get sunshine. Don't go take on a new hobby. Doctors used to say, you're down, you got the blues, go outside.
Right, but we've gotten away from that because of so much money.
And we know if you don't get enough light in your eyes from the sunlight, Northern Europe put in artificial light, their suicide rate went back down to low.
Well, seasonal affective disorder was actually developed by the psychiatry industry. You know, years ago, exactly what you said, if you're not getting enough sunlight during the winter, they would say go outside, you know, eat healthy, do different things, go sit in a spa somewhere, some springs, drink some clean water, you know, have some fun.
That's what the Japanese, the Europeans, the African shaman would say, go to the hot springs, you know, you'll go on a nature walk if you're depressed. And it always worked.
So the psychiatry industry, there was one doctor a long time ago who came up with a genius report, and it said that mental disease is caused by a chemical imbalance. And they took that report and ran with it, because now they had some evidence that the pharmaceutical companies would be able to create products for that. Thorazine was one of the first products. Of course, cocaine was used in Europe back in the day, too.
Sigmund Freud was completely addicted to it.
Freud, absolutely. He wrote about it and he endorsed it.
And let's go further, though. They said Dr. Pepper, the doctor's going to pep you. It was the first drink with cocaine. Coke came along after, but it was invented right here in Texas in Temple. My family was involved in it, strangely enough. But the point is it was in a good way. Hey, give me some of that Dr. Pepper. And the doctor would pep you, and you needed the doctor three times a day.
Mental conditions, I mean, if you want to talk about torture, like if you look at torture in war, this is actual torture, because if you look at the history of psychiatry, lobotomies were performed, people were shocked, people were drowned till they couldn't breathe anymore and then tried to be revived.
And it's Joseph Mengele stuff. And the good news is we beat them then, we're going to beat them and their cult takeover with our children now, because this is child abuse. Plain and simple, all the gender reassignment for three-year-olds. Camille Paglia said it too. It's pure child abuse. But let's be specific. It's true that they discovered by 1900 that most schizophrenia was chemical from people working in lead and heavy metal areas, and that they could detox. That was medical doctors discovered that. Psychiatry jumped on and said, see, it's all chemical, and started claiming everything was chemical. No, most schizophrenia they've proven is lead, mercury, arsenic, heavy metal contamination. You can try to detox if your brain isn't too far gone. So there's some truth to most what you call mental illness is somebody that's poisoned. They just took that basic truth and extended it.
That's exactly what happened. It is a chemical imbalance, but it's a chemical imbalance because you're taking in toxic chemicals. But they don't want to address the root cause of the problem. They just want to address the symptoms. As a, you know, you look at fluoride, you look at mercury, the Mad Hatter, which they were talking about that caused mental illness.
They use mercury in the
you can have spinal disorders. The atlas can be off in your head area, and that can cause a reduction of blood flow to the brain, and it can cause mental disorders. They're literally, there's so much money, and there's absolutely no proof behind depression, anxiety, all of these mental disorders, shyness. I mean, there's close to 400 mental disorders listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
And they're always expanding it. They're always expanding
it. Now they're coming up with the DSM-5. You have addiction to the internet, addiction to this, social media addiction that can be treated, and none of it can be proven. If you have cancer, you can take a screen of your body and you can look at the screen and see the cancer. There's no urine test. There's no blood test. There's no testing that you can literally verify.
Well, the point is they admit they're a cult taking over under the new system where you want to be a victim. Everybody gets to have their designation now. Everybody is being inducted into this system. And those of us that don't want to do it, they're saying we're the bad guys. But here's the bottom line. They're targeting children. Go over the notes you wrote with this doctor. Go over the bill again that Texas passed. Other states already have this as well. This is in place in, 43 states last time I checked. So show folks the bill that passed that becomes law in just a few weeks. And then now this is the forced brainwashing of your children with coloring books. Not just to learn that they're evil because they're white, or not just to be brainwashed to be have chips on their shoulders if they're not white. Now they're going to be psychologically tested and drugged using comic books written, coloring books written by Big Pharma to induce them into being sad and learning how to basically have Munchausen's by proxy. They are medically abusing these children, trying to induct them into mental patient behavior as a way to believe they receive love because they do this. This is a psychological warfare tactic, so show folks the bill first.
I just want people to wake up to the reality of what's currently going on out there, because a lot of parents, I didn't even know about this, and a lot of parents don't know about this. This might be going on in your school, and your child for sure is being evaluated every single day for a possible.
Let's show them the bill first, because new viewers just tuned in. I want to go lend your hair.
This is in the state of Texas that just came out. As a matter of fact, it just came into effect.
Show folks.
September 17th. September 2017. Now, why do you, I always ask why. Why do you think that they're targeting age groups? This Chris or you sad is targeting young children. They are diagnosing young children with bipolar disease because of temper tantrums. They're being diagnosed and put on medications of bipolar.
And the new thing is screening for sexual reassignment as well. Once they can do the screening, they can start screening for whatever they want and then write it the way they want.
Which, by the way, was a diagnosis of mental illness, but they took that out, homosexuality, as a diagnosis of mental illness, which was in the original DSM. They took it out because they feel that it's no longer.
Well, that shows how it can be whatever the psychologists want. If they wanted to be bigoted, they could call it mental illness. Now they're saying if you don't teach your kid how to be a tranny, that's mental illness. No, that's child abuse, messing with the sex of a child. So they just traded out one thing. It just shows it can be whatever they want. It's the new priesthood.
Listen to how sick this is. I listened to a 911 call the other day from a dad who was having troubles at work, was stressed out. He went to a psychiatrist. They put him on antidepressants. And you know this, Alex. This is why all the violent school shootings and everything happens. For some people, it can make you extremely violent. He calls into 911 and he says, I don't know what happened. I took my medications and I just killed my two daughters.
That's right.
I mean, how?
So can we pull that up? I forgot the name of it. I couldn't even hardly listen to it. It was father calls 911. I just killed my two daughters. Let's find out. What was the name of the article?
I don't know. It was the 911 call that I was listening to.
So you heard it on the radio? Seeing that too.
It's a 911 call.
911 call. Father talks about killing his two daughters. Continue.
But going back to the bill.
Go back.
Go back to the bill in Texas. So I always ask myself, why are they doing this? And is there anything we can do to prevent it? Obviously. But this bill states that, and it goes into effect this month, that it requires at least one mental health screening to be provided under the program using one or more validated standardized mental health screening tools, which are bogus to begin with, to each recipient who is at least 12 years of age but younger than 19 years of age. Why is it between 12 and 19? Ladies and gentlemen, when you're 12 to 19?
Puberty, and everybody has turbulence. Everybody's deciding who they are. Everyone is differentiating from their family. Everyone is designed to leave the hut, start your own hut. You're going through an existential crisis.
Exactly. Why are they doing all this? Well, obviously, it's for a lot of different reasons, Alex. Number one is they want people to be in the system. They want to have everybody to have a diagnosis of mental health.
It's a corporate takeover by Big Pharma through their control freak priest class that knows full well what they're doing.
All of these medications lead to multiple side effects. Over 780,000 adverse effects have been reported with psychotropic drugs. That's humongous. They know that they're going to put you on multiple other medications, but they also know that you're going to be in the system and that there are laws written that if you have mental illness, they can take you or your kids and you have zero rights at any time that they want to take you. It also prevents you from having a gun in most cases. So they're going to shut you down that way. And it's going to dumb you down and make you easily controllable. And I've even read some reports now about electromagnetic frequencies. And when you combine these psychotropic medications with different types of chemicals.
Well, that's why they're spraying aluminum in the atmosphere, not just weather control. They admit all that as well. But Dr. Green, let's get back into the coloring book. Yeah. Our audience knows this. What do they do to get the word out that the next big rollout phase is here? And by the way, we did find the 911 tape he's talking about. It's chilling. We're going to play it after the break just to illustrate what we're up against. Totally normal people get put on these drugs. They don't even tell you when you get them that it's a 33% increase in early death or that a massive increase in psychotic breaks, megalomania, mass murder. It says it on the insert because it is a hallucinogen system. But instead of seeing pink elephants and stuff, folks, you don't go into full hallucination. You go into a subconscious realm in between consciousness and unconsciousness. You go into a dream state. It's a highly suggestible mind control drugs. This is a fact. It says it on the inserts.
Yes, it does. So basically, just to go back to the coloring book, I'll just show you the last few pages, which is sickening. Chris's mommy took Chris to a special doctor. I can help you. Everything's going to be okay. This doctor asked Chris questions about how Chris felt and gave Chris some medicine.
Isn't that nice that eats holes in their brain? Here's something way worse than cocaine and heroin. Totally deadly. Oh.
Well, now Chris takes medicine every day. And Chris goes to see a special person to play and talk. By the way, most sexual crimes are actually done with psychiatrists. because of medication. Well, they get to know the children. It is absolutely sick.
And they know they can control the whole deal.
I don't want to lump all the psychiatrists.
Now, there are a lot of good people.
There are a lot of good
people. And Carl Jung was a great guy. The point is there's big pharma trying to find bad people. Like I've been to a clinic, you know, just to get a checkup or whatever, and you'll see the most gorgeous supermodel woman. I've seen this like twice. I go, who is that? And they go, oh, that's the drug rep. And you've got the doctors eating out of their hands. And the word is, they don't just give them little bonuses and stuff. The doctors that get the big bonuses, they get the sugar. So they're using sex. You didn't know about this? It's been in the news that the drug reps are basically prostitutes.
Absolutely. No. It's serious.
I mean, have you ever had them threaten they want to take care of you?
No, because I don't deal with drugs.
No, but what I'm saying, though, I'm sure you've heard about this.
No, I've
that drug reps are known to like.
Heard about it. As a matter of fact, you can type in Google psychiatrists. Worst doctor, psychiatrist fraud. You can type psychiatrist fraud. They have the most cases of fraud.
Look. There are a lot of good doctors. It's a drug pushing industry.
It is.
And now where do drug dealers famously target people to get a new slave and to get a pusher? They target 12, 13, 14 year old kids in the playground to be pushers. And that's all this is.
And listen to this.
What do pedophiles use?
Be a special person to play and talk. And then after a while, sleeping better, eating again. Look at this, especially dessert.
You get the
sugar.
So there's a teddy bear doctor, and you get dessert when you get in the van. Just get in the big pharma van. There's teddy bears. There's clowns. There's cake. There's a whole circus down here. Just come in the sewer, and you'll float too.
He's been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded with the release of our CQ. QB technology. We now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com. CADIarmor.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You got a bad reputation. That's the word out on the town. It gives a certain fascination.
listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm hopping mad. They have the New Freedom Initiative. It's bipartisan. They want to drug our children. They have liability protection for the vaccines. Now they want it for the antipsychotics, for the psychotropics. It's incredible. And it's on the insert that it causes psychotic breaks. It's on the insert that it makes you kill your family, that it takes away the impulse control that people normally would have. But you're going to have a great time on acid until you have a bad trip. It's in the same class. You just don't see funny colors and stuff, though. A lot of folks get the wrong balance of the medication. And, yeah, you can have some really crazy people. This stuff might actually help them. They've got studies that ecstasy is, you know, helping people. MDMA or whatever it's called in big studies for PTSD, but not when you're taking it every day, okay? And the point is, you put tens of millions of people on this, it can get explosive. So let's go over this. Chris, are you sad? Oh, look, Chris is sad, crying. Oh, the school bus. In the morning, Alex goes to school on the big yellow bus. Chris's mom brings Chris to daycare and then goes to work. Have a good day. I'll see you at home. Good mommy. She's not with her kids. Daddy, we're not saying moms are bad to do that. The point is that they just, ever, this is propaganda. Daddy picks up Chris at daycare. Yay.
Send the kid to daycare.
Daddy drives Chris home. Well, I mean, after all that driving to daycare, I'd be depressed. One day, mommy noticed that Chris looked sad and was not having a fun day. Not that he might be sick, not that he might have allergies, not that he might, you know, have a low blood sugar. No, we better take you to a teddy bear in the back of a truck. Mommy remembered that Chris' best friend Pat moved away. Oh, because the friend moved, you need drugs. Chris was sad. We've got something that will eat your brain and reduce your life expectancy by 33%. It's liberal, though. But this time, Chris was very sad for a long time. Oh, you lean over, and at the end, you get ice cream because you want the drugs. Chris cried a lot when mommy asked, why, Chris? Said, I don't know. Chris acted grouchy most of the time. Oh, he was bad. It wasn't.
Grouchy is a symptom of, you know.
It wasn't red dye. It wasn't too much TV. It wasn't enough time with parents. It wasn't just normal acting out. Needs discipline. You need hardcore psychotic drugs. Because they have antipsychotics. These make you psychotic. Chris didn't feel like eating even the dessert. Oh, Chris had trouble sleeping. Oh, my gosh. Mommy and Daddy sat down. It's not that Chris wasn't playing outside anymore and watching TV all day. No, it was that he needed hardcore drugs. Eat holes in your brain. Everyone feels sad sometimes, but you've been very sad for a very long time. We want to help you feel happy again. Oh, how sick this is. There's a drug dealer, but he looks like a teddy bear. Now get in the back of the white truck. It's all right. The opposite of don't get in the back of the truck when a guy offers you a teddy bear or a puppy or ice cream. Now go to this room with this man named Joseph Mengele. Chris's mommy took Chris to a special doctor who looked like a teddy bear. He said, I can help you. That's not creepy. The doctor asked Chris questions about how Chris felt and gave Chris some special medicine. And now he sees stars and so fun as his brain dies. Ah, thank you, mommy. Now Chris takes medicine every day and sees the happy colors. Chris isn't growing a lot and has big zits all over his body. And then he started having convulsions last week, but now we just put him on extra drugs. And now, oh, mommy likes him too. Mommy likes him. And Chris goes to see a special person to play and talk. Looks like a person out of The Shining. Oh, and then Chris thinks about slitting his wrist or hanging himself now, because now they've got the death education. After a while, Chris is sleeping better. Chris feels like eating again.
Out.
Oh, he sleeps good, just like the sanitarium. And he loves his ice cream. His tongue's hanging out. He isn't getting grouchy all the time now. Chris likes to play again because Chris is dead. His soul's gone. Liberal. Salon says pedophilia is good. The deputy pope likes to traffic children. Hail Satan. Take your pay.